My name is Laura Shaver, founder of the Clarity Foundation and an ovarian cancer survivor. I started the Clarity Foundation over 3 years ago after my own treatment for ovarian cancer ended, and I started feeling better and wanted to take the lessons learned from my diagnosis and treatment to try to help other people with cancer. And while we focus predominantly on ovarian cancer at the Clarity Foundation, we also help people with other difficult to treat cancers. And Sherry asked me to record a few of the lessons from what we've learned in dealing with patients for the last 3.5 years. The Clarity Foundation is really about helping people who have recurrent cancers. So when one gets diagnosed with cancer, be it ovarian cancer or breast cancer or lung cancer, colon cancer, any cancer really, they will receive a gold standard treatment, which is a chemotherapy agent. Well, oftentimes it will be surgery, followed by radiation, followed by chemotherapy. Sometimes it will be surgery, followed by chemotherapy. Sometimes surgery is impossible, and only radiation or chemotherapy is available. I think what most people don't understand is that cancers are very difficult to treat. And when somebody is diagnosed, on average, across all cancers, across the population, only 25% of the time is the primary gold standard treatment successful. That is, that the patient gets to enjoy a cure and never has to have successive treatments for their cancer. That means that for 75% of us, the cancer recurs. And when it does, oftentimes there's a very wide variety of chemotherapy agents that your doctor will choose from. Most people, however, don't know that there's many, many different types of chemotherapy. They fall into 6 or 7 categories, and they're only one part of the type of drugs that are used to treat cancer. In addition to the chemotherapy agents, there's the molecular targeted agents, there's hormonal treatment, there's differentiation agents, but predominantly recurrent cancer is treated with the anti-cancer drugs called chemotherapy and sometimes a molecular targeted agent. Because our doctors don't tell us about the different types of chemotherapies that are available, it's very, very important to be our own advocate. We need to ask questions. We need to keep asking questions, or we need to get somebody to ask questions for us. Particularly, we need to ask our doctor, well, what kind of chemotherapy am I receiving? What's the name of it? Oftentimes, one receives a cocktail of different drugs, so we need to understand each of the drugs that we're getting and why is it right for us. So I'll give an example for ovarian cancer. When people are first diagnosed, they receive a cocktail of 2 drugs called carboplatin and paclitaxel. In ovarian cancer, 80% of the time, people respond to this cocktail of drugs and they go into complete remission. Really an amazing statistic. 80% of the time, we enjoy a complete remission. Here's another amazing statistic. For 80% of us that get into remission, 80% of the time, it will recur. When it recurs, we will likely die from the ovarian cancer. However, we don't think this has to be the case because there's actually multiple chemotherapy agents that your doctor can prescribe next for ovarian cancer. And we believe that there's a way to better prioritize those treatments rather than the way it's done now. Today, treatment is by picking out of a hat or guesswork, because it's not clear to the doctor which of these 6 or 7 agents that are available to treat recurrent ovarian cancer should be used. At the Clarity Foundation, we obtain a sample of the tumor and we test it for various molecular markers that correspond to chemosensitivity and chemoresistance. By utilizing a wide panel of markers, we can help the doctor prioritize the many choices of treatment for recurrent cancer. Here's another example. In lung cancer, oftentimes there's a translocation of a gene called ALK, A-L-K. This translocation was only discovered in the last 5 years. Surprisingly, there's now a drug that works specifically for patients that have this ALK mutation. So, if you have lung cancer or have failed your primary treatment for lung cancer, one very important thing that the doctor should do is prescribe a test to see if your tumor has a translocation in the ALK gene. Because this is new, some doctors don't know about this, and so that's why it's important to be our own advocate, collect information, and ask for these types of tests, also called molecular profiling. Also for lung cancer, it's known to test the tumor for mutations in a gene called the EGF receptor. Why? Because again, there's EGF receptor inhibitors that are known to be sensitive or resistant to certain mutations. So ask your doctor about molecular profiling, and if she or he isn't familiar with it, contact the Clarity Foundation, www.clarityfoundation.org, and we can help you. This is why it's important to be your own advocate. A lot of what is being understood about cancer is new, and not all doctors understand what molecular profiling is or why it's useful. So ask questions, keep asking questions. If you don't get the answers, seek out help from others. You can contact the Clarity Foundation. You can look up these tests online. All you have to do is Google molecular profiling test. You can also go to a major teaching hospital where oftentimes they know more about these molecular profiling tests than a community oncologist. Also, most people don't know that there's multiple types of chemotherapy agents. I mentioned carboplatin and paclitaxel for ovarian cancer, but there's many, many more. It's often thought that chemotherapy agents all work by the same mechanism, but they don't. They work very differently. They target different enzymes inside a cell, and you should ask your doctor why they're choosing that particular chemotherapy for your tumor. It's now possible to measure the levels of the targets for these chemotherapy agents inside your tumor cells. If the molecular target for the chemotherapy agent isn't present, it's very, very unlikely that that chemotherapy will work, and hence a different agent should be prioritized for your tumor. Because there's so many different types of chemotherapy agents, it's important when undergoing a molecular profiling test that a very broad range of tests are applied. That's what we do at the Clarity Foundation. We obtain a sample of a tumor, we contract it to CLIA certified labs, and we run a battery of about 30 tests that encompass immunohistochemistry analyses, looking for DNA amplifications. We look for mutations, we look for levels of protein and RNA, and using the battery of tests, we can help each patient prioritize their treatment options from the many, many that are likely out there if the tumor recurs. I've been doing cancer research for over 20 years. And when I was doing bench work, I thought it was easy to get these kinds of tests because as scientists, we were conducting them in the lab on a routine basis. When I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, I thought, oh, I'm just going to have my tumor profiled. I was so shocked to find out that if you're an average cancer patient, it's really difficult to obtain a molecular profile or tumor blueprint of one's own tumor. That's why I started the Clarity Foundation, so that others could have the choice to have their tumor profiled, to understand their tumor blueprint in hopes that it would provide better treatment options for their cancer.